and they'll say that the negative is still there. So if we have no proof to say go bust the chazokas, it could just be that there's a row of people, like one after another, till his house, so that when he's about to say Tommy, Tommy from his house, people tell him that the nega is still the right size. So not the pshat to go bust the chazaka, just here you know clearly it's Tommy. So Senech Nami, Kwantar Rachab Yaakov, this is not the mukkah, this is not the place to learn how to go bust the chazaka. So go upon him, that's the machlechus over here. Do you have a raya from East Tzukim that you go bust the chazaka? That's the first time to come up. And Rav Ach, he's the one that says, no, from here there's no proof you go bust the chazaka. That's why he's the Yitzhakash, even on what side, you do bring the proof from here. But how do you know you go bust the chazaka when there's a raya? When something went wrong, maybe we're only assuming that things did not go wrong. So Tzadi says, no, here also there's a raya. Because talking about even when he comes back later after the week and the nega went away, still we say when he first called the Tommy, it was Tommy, even though there's a raya. And from here we see you go bust the chazakas, even though we have a raya. All right, we'll stop here. He'll holding daf yud aleph omer aleph on top. The Mor says now second line, minohel milsa. How do we know this halacha? The yomer rabbanon again. It says in Chazal all over that zil bosa ruba. So we go after raiv. Like Rashi says, since we're talking already about the halacha of chazakas, so therefore we yes also. How do we know you go bosa raiv? Taisa speaks out. The time of Taisa asks the question. The chur kivon der mina zil bosa chazaka. Since we already brought a proof that we go after chazaka. If so, Minasvara should have said, Kol Shechen Basaruba. For sure you go after Klal of Rav. Why? Because the Klal always is, the Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba, if a Rav is more stronger than Chazaka. So if we know the Mokim itself, if we use Chazaka, is for sure we should use Rav. So Tzadi says, the most question here is, the Yishleim of the Rav Acher by Yaakov boy. The most asked the question, our current Rav Acher by Yaakov, that the Lekim Le Chazaka Mikroi, he didn't learn from a Pasek before. So according to him, it's also only in a svara. Therefore, we ask the Shaila, how do you know Rav? Then Tzadi speaks another pshat. That's what Ben Chaim says later. That after we said the klal is Ruba v'chazoka, that Ruba is Zodiv, it's not min svara. That Ruba v'chazoka, it's not a svara. Ela rather, we learn it out from the psukim later, mipar aduma, that there's lina bosa Ruba, afagav, dika, chazoka, k'neged a Rav. So from one of the limudim, we'll soon see from par aduma, that's what we learn out from Rav. From there we also learn out that Rubav Chazok Rubodif. So that's very good. Even though we know now so far from a posik maybe that we go Bosta Chazokam, but so far we do not know Menasvara that Rav is better than Chazokam. Therefore the Gemara asks the question now, but Kitzim Minolan, how do we know that we go Bosta Rav? So Gemara asks the question, Minolan? What kind of question? But to me like Rashi is a question. The posik says clearly in Shemais, Achre Rabim Lahatai says, there's a clear posik that says we go Bosta Rav. It says, Achre Rabim Lahatas, go after the Rav, the majority. So Mor says like this, true. Rubidi Yisa Kamon, when you have a Rav in front of us that's here, Kagurin, what is the case like that? The famous case of Tisha Chanuyas. Let's say you have 9 butcher stores that sell kosher meat, and 1 butcher store that sells trefa meat, and you find a piece of meat outside one of the stores, so that's the cloud we say, Zilbos Rav, that this piece of meat came out from one of these stores. And since the majority rove with the stores are kosher, that's called the Ruba Disa Kamon. So that's for sure we know from this posik of Acher Rabim Lahatos. And the same thing for Sanhedrin also. That's if you have a locha by Sanhedrin, like Rashi says, if you had Yud Beis Mezakin, the Yud Aleph Mechayovim, that locha Rizaka, we go bust to the Rav, in case of a Bezin of 23, that we go after the Pesach of the majority. So locha Miboy Lord, now we have no question, that's your right. That's called the Ruba the Issa Kamon that's in front of our nose, that there are 10, there's a majority here, or 23, and we go after the Rav of this majority. That we know from this postulate of Acher Rabim Lahatos. The question is, the Gemara asks, Kikam Yiboylam, where do I have a question, a Shiloh, Ruba de Lesa Kamon, a case where the Rav is not in front of our nose, but other of it's less, it's not in front of us. It's like a Rav Machmas a Svara, a Nahoga, a Teva. Kagoyin, what the Gemara says, what's the case? Kagoyin, let's say, Kagoyin Kotin or Ktana. I mean, no, I don't know the case of a Kotin, a boy or a girl, that you go after Chazokis. Like Rashi says, the Pligi Rabbonin led Rav Meir Bivomis. There's the Machlokes Rabbonin Rav Meir, the Tanam learned over there, Yovim Kotin, Shabual Yivom Ktano, Yigadlu Zem Zer. That we say, in a case where the husband died, and the wife is a Ktana, So the Yavam, the brother in Loyuna, is also a Kotan. If he's Miyavim, the Yivam is Chal, and they have a right to stay living together. And we're not afraid, maybe we'll find out that she's an idleness, whereas maybe the boy is a service, can't have children. Tzad to say either one of them can't have children, then there's no mitzvah Yibum, and then they bring over Nisa Erev of an Eshes Ochiv. Still, we're not afraid, but rather we leave them on Chazaka, that Rov Ketanim are able to have children when they become older, and Rov Ketanois also are able to have children. So you see, you go, Basa Rov, that's called Ruba de Lesa Kamon. So how do we know this? By Kotan and Ketanim, that we leave them on a Chazaka, that most Ketanis could have children. So this kid is like part of that rave. How do we know such a rave? So this Gemara says, Omer Reb Loza. So Gemara says, Simin, Siman, Shvach, Mechanish. So Gemara says this, Omer Reb Loza, that Asya, we learn it out from Meiresh Shalayla, from the head of a Korban Eila. So Rashi says that, Shein Yecholim Lachtzayis, you can't cut it open, and to check out the groin, the membrane of the brains, to make sure there's no neck, it's not a trefa, which is one of the Yudches trefas, and you can't crack open the head, like the Gemara says. The Yom HaKrokos Posse says, V'nitach oistolin socheho. You're supposed to cut up the korban oil into pieces. So with Darshan, when it says, V'nitach oiso, so with Darshan, oistolin socheho. Only the meat of the korban oil will be cut up into pieces. But v'loy nisocheh lin sochim. But not the pieces into smaller pieces. Meaning to say, the rosh, the head, that's a piece by itself. You have no right to cut open the head. So the head of the oila we can't cut open. So why aren't we afraid that maybe this korban oila is a trefa? Maybe there's a neck, if there's a hole in the membrane of the brains, and that's a trefa. That's the most question. Benechus, let's be afraid. Shema nika krum shamayich. Maybe in the membrane of the brains there's a hole, and that will make it into a trefa, and you can't crack open the head. Say elamai, it must be elalav. Isn't the reason? Mishum the Amrina Bosa, Mishum the Amrina, because we say, Zil Bosa Ruba. Go after the majority of animals. And the majority of animals are not trafis. So you have a right to say this animal is like from the rive of the world of the animals, therefore it's not a trafa. So where says no, from this posse, from this halach, there's no proof. Mimai, who says that's the pshat? Duma maybe, the polilei. Rashi says, Kareyu, you sliced open the head, and you did crack it open, but just for Lord Yavdu, you did not divide it into two pieces. Or Bodiglein, you checked out the brains to make sure there's no hole there. Aye, the question was, Vi Mishrim Oysol in Sacher, that we darshan only the meat to cut up once, for Lord Nisachel in Sachim, not the pieces into smaller pieces. So, the head has to be one piece. You can't cut it up into two pieces. So, Tayhan, immediately, when is that Issa? Hechi Dichotech Lelagamri. If you would slice that into two pieces, that would be an aveira that you should not do. Aval hecha de laif less lambo. But if the piece is still attached, like Rashi says, laif means lashon of mechuber. If the pieces are still attached, just you cracked it open, but not into two pieces, that's okay. So if we have no proof from the head of the korban olam that you go after raif, it could be you have to check it out to make sure the membrane of the brains are not, there's no hole in it. So Mora says that Ma bread the Ravina. Omer, he says like this. Ask you, let's go now to Sklai, go bust the Rav, Mishviras Etzema Pesach. From the loch of the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to break open any bones. The Yom Rachmon of the Pesach says, V'etzem lo sisperu boy. You're not allowed to break a bone from a Korban Pesach. If so, the question is again, V'necha Shema Nikav Krum Shamayach. Let's be afraid, maybe the head of the Korban Pesach, in the brains there, maybe there's a hole. If so, it's a trefa, and you can't check it out, because you're not allowed to break the bone, the skull. El olav isn't the proof, isn't the reason, Mishum diarmin, because we say, Zil basaruba, go after rav. And since rav animals do not have trefas, so therefore this animal is also not a trefa. So where you see, go basarav. So Moses says, no again, what's the proof here? Mimai, who told you that's the pshat? Duma, maybe the case of a korban pesach would be midiraisa, maybe the monach gumra tole, that you put a red hot coal on top of the head of this korban pesach, the kolile, and it burns open a little bit the bone, and that's the way you could check out to see whether there's a hole in the brains or not. Or bodigle, and he checks it out. The tanya learned like this: ha mechatech begidim, if you cut the veins of the korban pesach, not the bones. And Rashi says, even though the veins are kamat hard like the bone, there's no aver in cutting the veins. The aver is only cutting the bone. Or else, fi haserif fi atzomis, if somebody burns the bones, he does not chop it, break it. He burns it, ain't by mishum shviras etzim. There's no aver or shviras etzim. There's a lav is only not to break it. So here also, it's possible to like burn open the skull of the korban pesach to make sure there's no treifa. So if we have no proof, you go bosa roiv. So Mor says true. So therefore, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omer, he says, as yo me alyo. I learn it out from the tail. Rashi says, a makriv shlomim, bring a korban shlomim, why chatis mi kebes vi ayil. When you bring a kebes or an ayil, a korav alyo, im heimurim, the fat, the tail of it is burnt with the emurim. Min hakloyis lamata, from the kidneys downwards, from the start of the tail, that's all called the alya, the fats of the tail, that's burnt. Now the Yom Rachman of the Pasuk says, chelboy ha'alya, tamima, that the fat of the tail has to be tamima complete. Pashto means you cannot cut open the tail. You have to burn the whole tail. If so, folechesh, let's be afraid by this korban, shema nifsako chut ha'shedra. Maybe the backbone was slipped over there. Rashi says, chut ha'shedra, the backbone, shenifsat is cracked, a split, treifas, one of the yudches treifas. And the alyo, the tail, like the top part of the tail, is still part of the shedra. So the postik says, it has to be tamima, the tail, so you can't open it up, you can't check out the chut ha'shedra there. So let's be afraid, maybe it's a treifa. Elamai, the answer must be, you go bus arrive. Smurs, elalav mishum, the arena, we say, Zil bos ruba, go bos the roiv of the animals, and roiv of the animals are not treifas. The Chitamar says, V'chitem, maybe you want to tell me, Dimitatoi posaklo, that maybe you did cut open the tail from the bottom part of it, near the part with by the chut ha-shedra, with still attached to the backbone, maybe over there you could cut it, maybe that's not called part of the alyeh that has to be tamima. So Mar says, no, li'umas ha'etza amarachmona. The pasuk says, like opposite the bone, meaning the whole alya, the whole tail has to be tamima. So if so, you can't cut it up to see the chut ha'shedra there. And the Mora says, v'dashin, it says, lumas otza, v'dashin, it means, mokam shakloyis yuetzis. It means to say that the tail has to be tamimim all the way up to where the kidneys are. That's the kidneys called yuetzis, that gives the etza. Rashi says, that's lamala min aproshis, and the kidneys are way above where the chut ha'shedra is. If so, you can't check out this alya. So let's be afraid of the treifa. So it must be gobos arrive. So Gemara says, no. Dilma, maybe the case is the posach lo bodiklo. Maybe you did cut open the tail, and it was able to be bodik to see that place where it's still attached to the chut ha'shedra, to the backbone, to make sure it's not a treifa there. Aye, we asked the question, how could he cut it open? V'mishum tamima. Aye, the posach says, alya tamima. It has to be a complete tail. Mashmi cannot cut it open at all. Samura says, no. I'll tell you, Hanin mili, when is there a chesaron and a problem about being tamima? Hechi dechot chalagamri. If you cut it completely, like the two pieces, avlehecha the life, when you just cut it and it's still attached, then less lambo, then there's no problem. So again, it could be that even this alyo, you did slice it there, check it out to make sure where it's attached to the chut ha'shedra, that's not a treifa. So if we have no proof again, you go bosarif. The Gemara says that, therefore, Rav Sheshes Brei, the Rav Idi Yomar, he says like this, that ask you, where do you learn out to go, Bosarayv? Ask, he would say, Megla Rufa, learn out from the Pasha of Egla Rufa. What's the Pasha of Egla Rufa? That you have to chop off the head of this eagle, the case where we find the mace outside the city, that the Yomar Rachmon, the Torah says, Ho Arufa, means you have to chop off the head, Kishi Shlema, when the animal is pulled completely. Shlema today has to be completely. Rashi's, yeah. So, with the Harufa Gashi Shleima Tevei, it has to be Shleima, so you can't check it out beforehand. If so, Balechish, let's be afraid, Duma Trefi, maybe this Egel is a Trefa. It'll be possible for Egla Rufa. So, how come we could use Negla Rufa? It must be, go Bosa Rav. Rashi says, Shleima Tevei, Afil Yachla Rifa, even if you chop off the head. Or Lomis, it always has to be Shleima. Alma le mitzinu le mitzvah garmei, or le mitzvah. you can't cut it open to check if it's a trefer or not. If so, how do we ever use negla rufa? It must be that we're saying the chan roi that rov behemoths are not trefers. So Mar says maybe no. Mar says v'leichus duma trefi. Maybe it's a trefer. It's negla rufa. Elolav isn't the answer. Mishum diarmina, because we say zil basa ruba. You go after rov. So Mar says again, chitay, maybe you answer me no. The chura might not ask me no. What's the difference if a negla rufa is a trefer or not? You don't eat it. So maybe the reason why it's kosher, because even if it's a treifi, it'll be kosher. Rashi says, a treifi, what's the difference? Holav carbon, no, it's not a carbon. Me'arufal and afka, a shetei li'erlam. Cain arefa, the only says it should be the same way, but maybe a treifa is still kosher. So Mara says, no. Amri, the very abiyanai, kapora ksib baka kodeshim. That it says, loshna of a kapora, by Egla Rufa, it says, Kapa Liyamcha Yisra, Rashi says, if so, Ma Kodeshim Asurim Bano, Afi Asurim Bano, V'ochinam Linyan Treifa, Mehiosim Tepa. Just like Kodeshim has to be a kosher, a carbon, it can't be a treifa. Treifa is possible for a carbon. So what did he also, from this possible, we learn out that a treifa is possible for the Egla Rufa. Says so, Lechur, it is a good raya to say that you go Basarayv. Because otherwise, how do you ever bring an Egla Rufa? Let's always be afraid, maybe it's a treifa. See, the Chur is one good proof to say you go bust out rave. And Tais be said, here we can't answer the end, we can't give the answer before the Laif Lord is still, you open it up and it's still attached. Because here it's Mash B'mor, it has to be Shlema completely, B'shash Chita, B'shash Arefa. It has to Mamish be completely Shlema. So therefore, there's a Rai, you go bust a rave. So that's one proof the Chur we learn out from Egla Rufa. Now Rabba Bar Rav Shalom, he says like this, Ask Yemi Paraduma. Now learn out from Paraduma. The Yom Rachman of the Torah says in the Parsha of Paradum, it says, V'shochat v'sorof, make a shchit, and then you have to burn the whole parah. So we dash in ma'a shchit tosa k'shish leima, just like when you make a shchit, the animal is still shalom complete, you don't cut it open before. So af srei tosa k'shish leima, who are then like right after the matzah of shchit, in that matzah when it's still complete, you have to burn it. Meaning to say, you can't, like Torah says, you can't even open it up, even though it's still attached, you can't check it out. So again, v'leichus duma treifi, let's be afraid, every paraduma, maybe it's a treifa. You can't open it up to check out the yitchas treifas. So how come we could bring a paraduma? Elalav isn't the answer. Mishrim diarmina, zo bas ruba. They would say, you go bas ruba, the ruba the last to come on. And since rove animals in the world are not treifas, this is part of that rove. Again, v'chitim, maybe you tell me no. May nafkim me no. What's the difference again, a paraduma is a treifa or not? A paradum itself is not a carbon, and you don't eat it, so maybe it's kosher, even though it's a treifa. So Mara says, no, chatis kai rachmana. The Torah calls a paradum a chatis. So therefore, it looks like a chatis. But just like a chatis can come from a treifa, or then a paradum can come from a treifa. And so how do we bring a paraduma? It must be that we go bust a roiv, that roiv are not treifas. So that's the second proof that you go bust a roiv. Rav Acher by Yaakov Ami says, Asiya mi Sayyid HaMishtalech. Run it out from the pasture of Yom Kippur by the second Sawyer that sent over the cliff. The Rachmonam of the Torah says, V'loka cheshnei ha-sirim. You're supposed to first take these two sirim for the avoidance of Yom Kippur. Chad is la-shem and chad la-zozel. So Vidashin, it says, V'loka cheshnei ha-sirim. Vidashin, shiyushneim shovim. They're both sirim have to be, shovim has to be complete. So both of them have to be shleimim and not treifas. And so the question is, the lechish, why are we afraid then that duma chad menar treifa? Maybe one of them will be a